Welcome everybody to the Comic Sheet. This is a back-to-back episode. We did two episodes in a row. Holy crap, somebody owes me money because I should have bet on myself.
You're welcome, Jonathan.
That son of a bitch. So, the last episode that we recorded all of 23, 24, 25 seconds ago was about DC Comics. You heard it last week. This is a new week. I'm talking from the future? I don't know how this works. Time travel's hard. We're going to talk about Marvel. We're going to talk about the state of Marvel Comics because the state of DC Comics is shit. And I'm not so sure that Marvel isn't headed down a similar path. So since how you did last time, Derek, why don't you talk about Secret Wars? What is this iteration of Secret Wars?
Okay, so basically the current Jonathan Hickman's current Avengers and New Avengers is kind of like setting up the pieces where there's these incursions and universes are being destroyed, and Namor teamed up with Thanos and his Black Guard or whatever the fuck they're called. Like, they were off destroying universes for... They were basically doing what the heroes no longer wanted to be guilty of doing. Basically, they were making the hard choices. But anyway, the multiverse is basically imploding on itself, and they're using this as a chance to basically do something similar to what DC's doing, and that's kind of shake things up, kind of mush things together, and change things around. You know, it's obvious that the Ultimate Universe is finally done.
We thought they were done the last time that Miles ended, and we're like, yeah! And they're like, here's a bunch of new titles, and we're like, fuck!
The new cover to that, whatever, all new, all different Avengers or whatever, that's stupid title, but I like where it's going because I like the characters. Miss Marvel is in it.
Actually, I really like that lineup.
Miss Marvel's in it. Thor. Miss Marvel. I know you don't like Sam Alexander, but I do. I love that Nova. I like that he's in it. That's a really, and She-Thor. So, I mean, that's a really awesome lineup.
Whoa. Wait. Goddamn what? Sexist. She's just Thor.
Okay, Thor. Okay, so
Ms. Sexist asshole.
I know. I'm a dick.
That's why you're sexist.
I guess that makes sense. But great lineup. And hold on. I'm retarded. Did they mention a creative team for that?
I don't know, because it was a free comic book day thing that was starting it.
Oh, okay, all right. So that's right.
It was like Vision and all that shit. I don't know if they mentioned a team.
Oh yeah, Vision's on. Yeah, I forgot Vision was on that team too.
And it looked an Iron Man or a red and gold Iron Man. I don't know.
Some sort of Iron Man. It looks goofy. I don't know what the hell's going on there.
So anyway,
they're shaking things up. Although I'm a little more. I'm a little more excited for this than the DC stuff, like, because you look at the DC stuff and it's like, oh god, like so many crappy creative teams and whatnot. It's like, what the hell are you doing? Like, I'm a DC fanboy, but I, oh god. But anyway, like Marvel, like I'm a lot more confident because like their last couple shakeups like have spawned some really great books. I get like, and honestly, for like the past like 2.5 years, like I could probably only name maybe like three Marvel books that were like genuinely bad. Whereas like DC, you could probably name like 20.
Yeah, and those bad books were from the Ultimate Universe.
Basically. I don't know what the hell they were thinking with that. with the Morbius book, but you know.
Oh yeah, okay, I guess that one too.
Yeah, that was kind of a, you know, swing and a miss, and I fucking hate the current X-Force book. I think that's garbage.
Yeah, Spurrier was wicked on the book he did before that, but then this one did not click.
No, I read the first six issues, and I was like, I cannot do this anymore, and That's a shame because I really enjoyed what's his face, Hopeless. He did that Cable and X-Force, and I really enjoyed that book.
Yeah, I don't know. They should have just kept doing Legacy. Fuck, that was a good book.
That was a good book. I agree. Yeah, but anyway, I think Marvel's in much better shape, and I'm more confident that cooler shit will come out of the come out of this shakeup than DC.
Except for one thing.
Okay, what's that?
What in the bluest fuck is Battleworld? Why does it look like an entire new planet with all new continents where they essentially took everything that made them money and put them as their own country? Is that what that is? What the fuck is that?
Oh, yeah. I'm not real sure what's going on there. It definitely doesn't look like the old Battleworld.
Okay, see, I don't remember Battleworld. So, but isn't that what's becoming the new Earth now? Like, is that what's happening?
I don't know. Well, if it's Battleworld, then it's technically not Earth, but...
Okay, but the way that I was reading and seeing it was that Earth is going to be merged with something else, or a bunch of something else's.
Okay.
And, like, you know, the continents and configuration as we know it is gone in favor of whatever the hell this is. And that's going to be, like, the new world where everything happens in. That's the way I'm looking at it.
The new world order, brother. NWO. I wouldn't guess. My guess would be that that's probably not like a permanent thing. Like, oh, that's what Earth looks like now. Like,
because that's totally how I was reading that.
Yeah,
I was like,
dear
God, no, I do not want that. I would be running from Marvel.
Yeah,
if that happened.
Yeah. I just saw something that reminded me. I was looking on the interwebs. I saw something. Can I bitch about Marvel for a second?
No, you son of a bitch.
Okay.
I got the shit all over DC. You can't say shit about Marvel. Fuck you, Derek.
Okay. That fucking Deadpool issue that came out this week. Fuck that. Fuck that.
Hey, we are in the future. That came out last week.
Oh, I mean that one that came out last week. Yeah, that Deadpool 45 that came out last week. Fuck that book. $10?
What's the matter, Derek? You don't like spending $10 on comics?
No, I do not like I do not like spending $10 on a goddamn single issue. That is bullshit. And I don't care whatever fluff you put in it. I don't care. I don't want to pay that much for a stupid single issue. I don't care if he's dead or whatever, I don't care however, That's dumb. You're just trying to get the last few bucks out of a character that you're trying to bury anyway.
All I could think was because they advertised so long, the death of Deadpool and blah, 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 blah. I just figured at the very end, he would it'd be a dramatic death, all fake. And he would be, he'd get up and be like, I can't really die. I got a movie coming out. And that would just be the end of the comic. But I suppose they wouldn't do that if it's $10. But had it been even a $4.99 issue, they totally should edit it that way. Advertise death of, and be like,
and
there's a movie coming out. I can't die.
Yeah, but they also don't want to advertise the movie because Fox owns the rights.
I guess I don't know. This might actually be one of the movies where Fox gets it right.
I don't know. I liked Days of Future Past.
Yeah, okay, that was good too, but aside from something that has an X in it.
Yeah. Yeah, oh boy, that, I don't know, to me that, oh god, I don't even know if I can even talk about this again, that Fantastic Four movie. It just looks, I don't know, to me it just looks.
There's a reason why they fucking canceled Fantastic Four. I don't care what Marvel says. They ended that series because of the movie.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
And
without a doubt.
Shitty Bleeding Cool or whatever the hell it's called completely called that a year in advance.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they did. They, to their credit, they totally called that.
Hey,
a broken clock is right twice a day.
There you go. Damn right. God, I hate that site. I don't know, man. I guess if Battleworld doesn't end up being the place where it all happens, I could live with it a little bit more. I was very intrigued by the new all new shiny Avengers or whatever the hell it's called.
Yeah,
I really did like that lineup. It was like a fresh, younger lineup.
Yes, yeah, definitely, which I'm okay with.
Yeah, so I was cool with that, and I mean Miles. It's Miles, man.
Oh God, yeah.
I am really hoping though that this Secret Wars marks the end of Dan Slott's Spider-Man run.
Oh, I hope so.
I doubt it.
I hope so. Yeah.
But I really, I mean, bow out gracefully, Dan Slott, and let's get somebody else in there because it needs, needs a little something.
Yeah.
Admittedly, I read the Amazing Spider-Man Spider-Verse issues, and I did like them. Part of the reason was there was no Humberto Ramos on art, and the other part was it actually was a pretty cool story with all the different Spider people.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't even know you read any of that. Okay.
Yeah. I picked it up on a whim. I've been playing that Spider-Man Unlimited game on my phone.
And oh, okay. Cool,
that,
cool.
I'm like addicted to that fucking thing. So I was like, oh, this cool Spider-Man. Oh, where's and I just kind of like picked. I bought like four issues, and I was like, okay. And then I kept up with it. I didn't buy any tie-ins or anything like that. But
okay. Oh, did you read any? Have you read Spider-Gwen?
Yes, I did read that.
Okay.
I think the wife's been reading it too. She likes it. And it's pretty good. I like
I like it.
I really like Robbie Rodriguez because I really liked him on Collider. I don't care if it's called FBP. That's a stupid name. Collider is much better.
yes, it is.
And I fucking love that Collider number one cover, man. I still got that. I was thinking about selling it, and then I'm like, nah, I like this too much. but anyway, I really, really like his art, so I'm really glad that he's getting a shot, and he's not of the caliber of Trad Moore, who is fucking amazing, and I read Luther Strode today, and holy shit, that book was great, dude. If you're not reading it, read it right now.
Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, dude. Oh no, I'm down with the Luther Strode. I totally bought that yesterday.
Did you read that?
Not yet.
Okay, as soon as it's done, you need to read that.
Okay, all right.
But anyway, the point that I was trying to make is that Trad Moore tried this Ghost Rider, which I don't think worked, and then he couldn't keep up and then had to go work on Luther Strode, so he had to stop. I think Robbie Rodriguez is more free to continue, and his style is of a type where he's not going to be necessarily bogged down by like the crazy monthly schedule. So I think we could actually get some consistency in it. So that's great, too. So, I mean, everything really is coming up roses for Spider-Gwen. I don't know how they're going to – how this Secret Wars is going to affect that book, though, because it's so new.
Yeah, that's kind of shitty. Yeah, I was kind of confused by that because I was just like, why are you even, you know, keeping up with these, you know, like, why are you starting these new books? But I guess – I don't know. It sounds like a few books might not be affected.
But that doesn't even make sense to me.
Yeah, like, I know, like, wait, Daredevil is still going, right? I think Daredevil is still going on, at, like, wow. No, it's not?
It might be, like, going, but there I saw a post, Chris Samney did his last Daredevil cover. Like, it's ending soon.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
At the very least, he's leaving the book.
Oh, that blows. Man, I really enjoy their Daredevil run.
Oh, that's... That their run made me a Daredevil fan.
Oh, okay.
Like
now,
I read the original Paulo Rivera and Wade stuff, and then I went back and I read two of the big Brubaker books, and I started reading this one.
Yeah, I think that might be my favorite run. It's like the Bendis and Brubaker shit together. Oh man.
Yeah, I just started the first Bendis one last night. I read Daredevil Yellow as well. It's pretty good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's really good. Now, wait. Do you have Netflix?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't. Wait. I don't know. You're in Canada. Are you guys getting Daredevil tomorrow too? Right. The show.
Stop saying wait. And I believe so. Yes. I believe it's open to everybody. I don't think we're getting screwed. You better not. I'll lose my fucking mind. The IP switch doesn't work anymore. I can't just change my IP and get US Netflix anymore.
Yeah, I'll have to set the camera up.
You just fucking FaceTime me and just like face your iPad or whatever towards the TV and I'll just watch it.
Yeah, you can just watch it with me.
Yeah.
Yeah, now did you see the red suit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The horns aren't as prominent as I would like.
Yeah, otherwise, I think
it works. Because it makes sense that it's body armor and not just gross Ben Affleck leather. You know what I mean?
I don't hate it, but I don't necessarily love it either.
No, I don't. Like I said, I don't love it either. The helmet, the head looks funny. It makes his head shape look weird. It's like too wide around the ears or something. But the horns aren't as prominent. I mean, there's something there, but I need to see it from the side. I didn't watch the video. I just saw the image because I was at work. And like I need to see something from the side to see if the horns stick up a little bit. Because you can't really call him a horn head if there's just like stupid little indents in his helmet that may or may not be vaguely horns. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they're just like bumps and
Yeah, so I mean, but the rest of it, I mean, obviously it's just like the chest up that I saw. So yeah. it could be good. I'm a little disappointed that they released it before people got to watch. Because that would have been a really cool, like, get to the 10th episode. Hey, this is the red suit. I'm kicking somebody's ass now.
Yeah.
That would have been a little cool. So they kind of pulled an AMC boner and released something a little too early. But
yeah.
Yeah, I can live with it. I'm not mad about it. Yeah, AMC, I ain't mad, bro. Yeah.
You're not mad, bro. AMC does love to spoil things for people.
Oh, I know. I'm like 14 episodes behind The Walking Dead, and that's because I've had every single main death spoiled for me. Two of them from AMC.
Two of them from AMC themselves.
Yeah. So I'm just generally when something gets spoiled for me, I'm just like, oh, why bother watching it? Sitting there.
Yeah, I'm actually a few episodes behind on Walking Dead too. I need to catch up on that, and I also need to catch up on Game of Thrones.
Yeah, I didn't watch last season at all because Kayla's not really interested in that. So I didn't get the HBO channel, so I didn't get because it was like $15 extra for 3 months, and I was like, well, shit, I might as well just buy the Blu-ray, and it's like almost the same price. So I didn't bother. I didn't watch last season, and I might have actually not watched 3 either. Come to think of it,
I'll give you my HBO Go information if you want to watch it.
I don't think that works, does it?
I don't know. Will it?
Because it's Canada.
Oh yeah, I don't know. I don't know if that would work or not.
I don't know. Maybe you'll have to just send it over, and I'll see if it works.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you can try it. But yeah. Yeah. Anyway, yeah. I've read the Game of Thrones books.
Yeah, yeah. I finished 5 actually this year.
So. Yeah.
But anyway, Marvel. We're talking
about Marvel, not Game of Thrones.
See, this is how you know Marvel's in a better state in our minds because we can actually just kind of go elsewhere and not just bitch about Marvel because there really isn't a lot to bitch about Marvel in my opinion. I know you said you wanted to bitch about some stuff, and you have the full ride with Deadpool. I don't get a $9.99 book. When you go out and buy a $9.99 Image trade and guarantee it's better.
Yeah. I also wanted to bitch about the I think their big events haven't been very good lately.
You know what? And that really hurts because not me personally, but in a fan sense, because I fucking love Rick Remender. Like I want to smooch him right on the cheek.
Me too.
Just for Fear Agent alone.
Yeah.
And
Fear Agent's great, and it's funny because I'll be like, oh yeah, who's getting, you know, this new book that, you know, whatever Remender book, you know, it's coming out, and everybody's just like, Remender's cool. What's that book about? I'm like, I don't even know, I don't care, but it's Remender, so I'm buying it.
Yeah, it's got Remender's name on it. Who cares?
Yeah, exactly. I'm just like, Remender, I'm buying it, and then I don't even look up what it's about. I don't even care. I'm just like, yeah, it's Remender, I'm buying it.
And that's the, I mean, I read the first issue of the new Uncanny Avengers.
Yes.
Because I kind of forgot that it was coming out.
And
the first one was pretty good. I don't know how the next two are.
Decent. I like it.
Yeah. So I got to read that.
I would keep up with that.
I kind of fell off his Cap stuff, though, for some reason. But I was never a big Cap fan, whether it's...
Okay.
Falcon or Rogers. I just never was a big fan of him, so that's probably why. But anyway, the last event. X-Men, Avengers, X and Y.
Yeah.
What the hell is Axis? There we go.
Axis, that was it. I couldn't even remember.
I stopped reading that at issue 6.
Yeah.
Because I just didn't care anymore.
That's how mediocre it was. We couldn't even fucking remember the name of it.
Yeah, and that's sad. I mean, it just... I think we both talked about this maybe in another podcast, and it didn't feel Remender-y to me.
No, it did not. There was some definite editorial interference, and it read like their like those OGNs that they've been putting out.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Those books are genuinely terrible. They are fucking horrible, and they're all done by fantastic talent.
Did you read the Rage of Ultron?
Yeah, you know what? No, I didn't even bother. Didn't even buy it.
Even though it's Remender?
Yeah. Yeah, didn't buy it because it's an OGN, and they all fucking suck.
I bought Winter's War or whatever, and yeah, I was like, oh my god, that was horrendous.
That was off. Yeah, that was awful. Wait, who wrote that? Was that Ellis? Yeah, yeah. And I was like, what the fuck?
That was one of those things where I didn't know what was going on, and I saw Warren Ellis, and I'm like, yup, and I just bought it.
Yeah,
and I was at the end, I was like, fuck.
Yeah, wait, and who bought this? Wait, who wrote the Spider-Man one? I can't even remember who it was. It was like Mark Waid, I think.
The Family Business. Yeah, it was something like that. Waid and somebody else.
That was horribly just mediocre.
Yeah, I didn't touch that one. After Winter's War or Winter or whatever that's called.
Yeah, yeah.
I waited to see.
Yeah, no.
Everybody was like, nope.
Yeah. Yeah, but yeah, I mean that's how terrible they are that I buy everything Remender. I don't care what it is, but I saw him on an OGN and I'm like, nope, don't give a shit, not buying it.
I heard the art's really, really good.
Oh well, you know, I mean that's I mean I do love good art, but I mean sometimes that can only help a book so much.
I don't know. I'm gonna wait. I'm gonna see if.
Wait until Amazon has it for like $12 or something.
Yeah. And then maybe.
Yeah.
But I agree. The event, that event wasn't good. And no. The other main one before that, which was Original Sin, I think.
That was
I completely skipped it. I didn't read any of the tie-ins.
I didn't
pick up Daredevil because it was tied to it. I read the first two issues on Marvel Unlimited because I realized that I paid $100 for that or whatever it was. And I hadn't actually used it for like 6 months.
Wow. Okay.
And actually, now that I say that, I haven't used it for like another month since then.
I don't, you know what? I buy so many books that I don't have time to read anything else. So I don't even, I haven't even bothered with that yet.
I figured that if I read it, I could get into the habit of not buying as much Marvel as I was buying.
Yeah. Yeah, it makes sense.
So I don't know. Anyway, I had no interest in that. Jason Aaron has impressed me with all of his Thor work.
Without a doubt.
I didn't care about that. And Mike Hawthorne's got really good art, but I don't know. Nothing clicked for me. And then obviously the ending was spoiled. I think it was just one of our reviews. It wasn't one of our reviews because we don't spoil shit. No. Somebody else. It must have been Newsarama or something because I only look at like two other sites. Anyway, it was spoiled for me somehow. And I was like, oh, that's kind of lame. And then I never really thought about it again.
Huh.
Did you like that?
What? Original Sin?
Yeah.
It was all right.
What was the one before that?
What was that? The one before that. There was like one in the... now I can't even remember what was before that.
All I know is that Hickman's Infinity was great,
I own the hardcover. Yeah, yeah,
and everything after that is not.
Original Sin was kind of meh. Actually, believe it or not, I actually enjoyed some of the tie-ins more.
For Original Sin?
Yes.
That's that. Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah. I thought the tie-ins were great. Well, except for Spider-Man, because they use that. Dance Law used that as an excuse to introduce Silk, which I hated at first, but she has her own series now, and it's actually fairly decent. So we'll see where that goes.
That was the one thing I didn't like about Spider-Verse, and maybe because I didn't really fully understand it, but like.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, they want to get their spider bone on, and it was just.
Yeah.
Just...
Oh yeah, yeah. That was established in Amazing Spider-Man slot. Like, I guess they have some sort of spider totem connection or whatever, and so they're like the chosen ones. So like because of that, they always feel like they have the bone, so they can't be close to each other because like they get too like lustful for each other or something.
Yeah, that was just really weird. It struck me as really weird in a Marvel book, I guess.
Yeah, it was definitely weird. And I also, Spider-Verse was pretty cool, but I also, I fucking hate the mystical spider totem shit that Straczynski introduced in his run, and you know, and Slott picked it back up for this stuff. I actually think it ruins the very core of the character.
The mystical okay, maybe I don't think I read that.
Yeah, no. I mean the mist, like not there wasn't something named that. It was just
no mystical. I didn't read.
Yeah.
Straczynski.
Oh, okay. Oh yeah. That was actually, he started that shit like his first arc. He introduced Morlun, and then Ezekiel or whatever showed up, and like he was like, oh, you're the chosen one, and you're this spider totem, and you know, throughout the, you know, they brought in like a magical element to his powers.
Okay, we can explain it like that. It's pretty shitty. If he's just the quote-unquote chosen one, I mean, that happens all the time. Every fucking comic's got a chosen one, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I
kind of like him just being a random dork who randomly got powers through science.
Okay, which I also like that, that idea much better, but...
Yeah, which is how Stan Lee and Steve Ditko kind of established him.
I've never really liked Straczynski for the most part, though, so...
I liked his Thor. I liked his Thor stuff, and there's some other things that he's done
is
that
he,
I just can't think
is he
of.
Doing
but
Black
I,
Hood
yeah.
right now? No, that's
no.
That's Dwayne something else Straczynski or something. Yours is J. Michael something, right?
Yeah, okay. J. Michael.
I get those two. Yeah. I get those two fucked up all the time. But anyway, I then maybe I do like him. I just got him messed up, but I don't know.
JMS.
I never read that, so I didn't realize it was been around for that long. So in a sense, it's cool that they went back to it, because that sometimes doesn't happen. But I mean, it's like some of the Snyder stuff that Snyder pulls out of his ass, because he, you know, remembers all of the fucking original shit.
Yeah,
he'll just pull something out. So I mean, in that sense, it's kind of cool. But
no, I mean, I'll give him credit for knowing his shit.
But for sure. That's about it.
Yeah, I'll give him credit for knowing his shit, and he is like a genuine Spider-Man fan. Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, that is cool. At the end of the day, he's just a big Spider-Man nerd, and that is cool. You know, I just wish that his writing was better.
Yeah, I mean, his Spider-Verse work was, like I said, it was probably the best I've read from him in a long time, so.
Oh, sure. Yeah, absolutely. That was definitely a step in the right direction. To his credit, I also enjoyed a decent chunk of the Superior stuff, to the point where I actually sometimes miss the Doc Ock Spidey.
I want to possibly buy the hardcovers of those and reread it all at once. I really like the suit and the look.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily like how it was constructed from what I remember.
Okay.
I'm willing to give it another chance just based on look.
Yeah.
So
I think it's worth going through again. I mean, you know, I really hated
it when it happened, but
yeah, I don't want to talk you into buying some super extent. You know, I don't want you to, you know, if you really want to buy those, you know, definitely buy those hardcovers and let me know what you think.
Yeah.
Because that was, yeah, I mean, that was some decent stuff too. So you know, sometimes, you know, I give him maybe more shit than he deserves. But then again, you know, he makes it so easy.
This is true.
Yeah.
I think that's it though.
Okay.
I think that the state of DC is pretty damn good right now.
Or DC?
Sorry. Wow, I said that with a straight face because I believed it. No, sorry. Fuck that. The state of Marvel.
Okay.
I think it's pretty good right now. I'm leery about Battleworld. There's books that are ending that I'm not happy about. I mean, Rocket actually hasn't been as good in the last like four issues.
Yeah.
And that's ending, so I'm actually kind of glad that's ending. And the fact that the new Thor is ending, I don't really understand. But I guess if she's in the Avengers, then that's something different.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I like it. I'm certainly more into it than DC by a long shot. I think I'm at like 7 books right now.
Okay.
But that's, I mean, bad. It's been like it's been the same books for a year, you know, like Punisher and Black Widow and that kind of stuff.
Oh my god. I'm at 47 or something Marvel books. It's rough.
They even have that many out right now?
Yeah, they do, believe it or not. Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah. They're just really fucking awesome right now.
Yeah. Oh, and actually, you know what? Spider-Man 2099. I picked it up when I saw Maestro on the cover, and because I really like that character.
Yeah,
art's really fucking good.
Oh, hell yeah. I mean, that's a good series in general.
I started reading some of it on Marvel Unlimited. I bought the Maestro stuff, and then I started reading some Marvel Unlimited stuff. So,
I'm gonna pick up
the trades of that, I think.
Yeah, I mean, it got thrown into the Spider-Verse shit, but just as a whole, it's been a damn good series.
Yeah, and like I said, I'm really impressed with the art, so that's always big points for me. When the art's not garbage, I mean, I'm usually, you know, right along for the ride, so. I think Marvel, DC, that's my opinion. Convergence can bite me as of May 1st, I will not be getting any more DC books monthly, at the very least. I might still get like Sinestro trades or something if that series continues.
Yeah.
Cause Brad Walker's on it now and Brad Walker's Sinestro is amazing.
Oh yeah.
I think that's it. That's it. That's all. Derek, anything else? Last word?
I was just going to ask you, real quick. Are you going to be getting any of the Secret Wars tie-in garbage stuff? Are you going to be getting any of that?
I don't even know if I'm going to get the main series.
Oh, okay. All right.
I'm not sure. I really like Hickman and I really like Ribic.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I want... I mean, there was a time when I was actually going to drop all Big 2 and just stick with Valiant.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I got getting rid of DC is half the battle. I don't know. I have decided. I feel like a lot of the books that I like right now are going to end or be screwed up. So I'm worried about that, but time will tell. I mean, I want to get... I want to get Planet Hulk because it's got Mark Lamming on it and his art's amazing.
All right.
And I really like that cat. Otherwise, I can't think of a title off the top of my head that I'm super interested in.
Okay. Yeah. Whatever's going on with that 90s X-Men cartoon thing. Like, I'm pretty pumped for whatever the hell that is.
And to me, that's just that's a money grab, and I'm not interested.
Oh yeah. In that shit. No, it is. But I'm a big animation nerd, and I fucking love 90s cartoons.
Yeah,
so,
I love that one, too.
Yeah. Da-na-na-na-na-na.
Oh, that's literally the best intro song ever, next to the 90s Spider-Man one.
Oh, yeah, Joe Perry did, the Spider-Man. Yeah. Spider-Man.
Yeah, yeah. Radioactive spider blood.
Yeah, man, that is a great song. That's a great series. great series, too, and it's a travesty to Mankind that has not been released on DVD or Blu-ray yet.
Yeah, fucking Marvel. But anyway, Derek, we're over time.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay, all right, cut it off.
I'm going to wait until everybody else reads Secret Wars 1 first, and then I'm going to see if I pick it up.
Okay.
And we'll play it by ear. But until then...
Sure.
That's it. That's all. Let's try to record 2 episodes next week and not be so terrible at this. And
yes,
enjoy the new music, everybody. We're also gonna have outro music. So as soon as I'm done talking, you're gonna get some music there too, because Alex said we should, and he won't stop whining about it. So anyway, for allcomic.com, that's all-comic.com. I'm Tyler. That guy over there is Derek.
Ric Flair. Woo!
The Four Horsemen are out, and really, there's only two of us, but you get the idea.
Yeah, Arn Anderson.